That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, friend. I'm Nicole Walters, mom of three, your internet bestie, and founder of Inherent Learning Company. If you're looking for the motivation you need to pursue a life of purpose, then join me each week on the Nicole Walters podcast as I share my hard-learned lessons and answer your DMs about life, business, and everything in between. We'll laugh, we'll cry, and we'll grant ourselves grace as we do life together. Check out the Nicole Walters podcast every Tuesday here on Dear Media. You can listen anywhere you listen to podcasts.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening, and pop culture. I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room. So excited. Charli D'Amelio is here. I don't know if you know her, you guys. I don't know. She only has 151 million just on TikTok.
I think so. Yeah.
Can I ask you, because I'm wondering, like, when you get to a certain millions, does it not even matter anymore? Like 100, 120, 130, 140. Like, it's...
Yeah. I think for me, because so much of this happened during COVID, it's really hard to understand that those are real people that are watching you, even like over 500 people. Like anything above that, I think is a lot. You can't see truly how many people it is. And I think it's almost better that way because it makes it really scary if you
really think about it.
Think about how many people that is.
Because I feel like I've seen creators with like smaller numbers, let's say 3,000 people. Okay. And the way they talk about it and is so, I feel like, helpful for newer people is like, imagine 3,000 people in a room. That's a lot of people that are choosing to follow you. And with you, I feel like not imagining it is better. Because if you imagine 151 million, that's like...
It's almost like scary, the amount of people that can see the videos you're making by yourself.
Because of that, do you overthink things that you put out, like knowing that so many people are watching?
I think now, definitely a lot more than in the beginning. It's just scary because I don't know these people. They don't know me. They see the little videos that I make. It's really weirdly disconnected. The fans that I have been able to meet have been incredible. And those are the people that I feel like I make my videos for, even when I maybe don't want to or aren't feeling up to it. I think it's those people that really help me feel better about posting.
Yeah, because you're like, okay, there are 151 million. How many of those are like the great people that I meet on the street?
Yeah.
And how many of those are hate watching or negative Nancy's or, you know, like yeah. You can't really know like how it's made up.
Yeah. Or even, are these people I know? Are these people I've met? Are these people that were just randomly scrolling and like clicked follow by accident? You just have no idea who these people are watching you. And you just have to hope that they continue to enjoy whatever you make for them.
Do you care about the numbers? Like, if I told you, Charlie, I could go through your followers and make sure that only the people that actually love you stay, and I can get rid of all the fucking negative Nancys and whatever, but you'll stay with 70 million. Would you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think it almost bothers people sometimes that I don't really think about being the best or being first or anything like that. I think it maybe bothers like my team, because to me, I only really want to do it if it's fun.
Yeah.
And I don't worry about things like that, because whatever, like if everyone decides to forget about me tomorrow, I have to live with that. So I try to just have as much fun as I can and not worry about the things that I can't control.
Because you're only 19.
Yeah.
Wild. Sounds like you have really good balance that you even have those thoughts of like, if it all goes away, like you have those thoughts, if it all goes away, like I'll be okay, I'll do this, I'll do that. Like you have those thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how to handle it. I don't know how to think through all of it so much. I just try to, I mean, I was always told like through this entire experience, like it's going to go away. It's not going to be there forever. Like not, no one's going to care about you as much as they do right now. So I've been prepared from the beginning that it's going to, you know.
Like year one, you're year what, four now?
Yeah.
You're like not going away, bitches.
Yeah.
Still here.
So I think just preparing myself for the worst, that's kind of how I walk into every situation. And
well, let's start from the beginning.
Yeah.
Because for those of you that don't know, Charlie, you're from Connecticut. So New York must feel like homish.
Yeah.
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 Did you used to come out like to the city a lot?
Yeah, I used to dance out here. So I would take the train after school, do my homework on the train, walk to whatever dance studio it is from Grand Central, and then take the train back
home.
Did you
do Broadway dance?
Yeah, Broadway Dance Center, Ripley Greer, all of them.
So you're so that's the thing. I remember when you came out and people were like, who's this girl? Like the difference between you and other dancers, dancey TikTok people,
yeah,
I'll call it, is that you're an actual dancer.
Yeah, I grew up training dance and everything. I was a competitive dancer. I never really bridged the gap to professional work. I did like little things here and there, little dance things that were outside of my studio. I was on like a hip hop crew out here, which was really fun for a while, but I never broke out into like.
Did you want to though?
Yeah, I would do auditions and everything. I would always get cut, like. I was always so.
But you
close.
Were so young too. Like,
yeah, I was.
Did they allow 13-year-olds at auditions for backup like dancing?
Everything. There's little kids that were like 6 and 7 that are better than I could ever imagine being. So it's hard to compete with those like young dancers, because you're either like in the world, like some dance studios that are competitive. That in the professional world is like right next to each other. Like you meet the choreographers that are choreographing for all these people. I wasn't that lucky.
I think you got lucky later.
Yeah. Like a lot of those Utah, Arizona, Los Angeles dance studios, like it's very different. I was in Connecticut. Mm. So I didn't really get those same opportunities with choreographers until a lot later, like right before I stopped competing was when I started to make all those connections. And then all of this happened. So it was kind of like a couple reroutes.
So tell us how you started then on TikTok. Was it just random?
Yeah. My friends knew me as the dancer in the group. So they would have me learn all the dance TikToks and then teach it to them so they can post it. This was before I even had my own account. Then I was just making videos at school in my school uniform with my friends. Very random.
Yeah. But you started making them up, though, at a point, though, right?
Yeah, I did. I made a couple of the pretty viral dances. I don't really think anyone knows which dances were mine, because I never really was like
taking credit.
But yeah, between making my own and following other people's, it just kind of worked out perfectly. And people started watching a lot really fast.
Tell me about that. So you're living in Connecticut, normalish life.
Yeah, super normal.
Super normal.
In high school.
In high school. 15 is what? The ninth?
I was in my sophomore year.
Sophomore year. With your friends hanging out. And then what? Did you go up by a million like in a day?
Yeah, I remember my first trip out to LA. my dad was going out there for work. And I was like, I have a work opportunity. Can I go out there with you? And he was like, okay. He's always like, do whatever.
What work opportunity? Do you remember what it was?
It was like, I was going to famous birthdays and like doing their little videos. So I was going out there for that. And I was
I know what you're talking like about. Wait, what does that mean? It's somebody's birthday and they like order. And
yeah, it's this, I don't even know what you would call them. But they do these like YouTube videos and I was ready to do one of those. But it's like the actual thing kind of keeps track of famous people's birthdays.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah. So what, they slid into your like TikTok DMs? How does that work?
And they were like, we'd love to have you out and film a video. So I was like, okay, well, now I have a reason to go out there.
Yeah.
And I was going to go and meet some friends and I did and it was great. And I started gaining followers really fast. There was like one point where I was gaining like over 1 million followers a day. And that was pretty crazy.
Was every video at that point going viral? I know that TikTok now is like everyone's fighting.
Yeah.
For like the viralness.
Yeah. People used to screen record their For You pages and it would be like 60 videos about me in a row. And it was wild.
What did you think was happening?
Like, I had no idea.
You were like, thank you.
I was just going with the flow.
Yeah.
It started with everyone being like, oh, she's so cool. And then everyone was like, no, we hate her. So everyone was talking about not liking me versus liking me. And
like, you mean the internet was?
Yeah. And it was just back and forth. But everyone was making videos. They were like, if you have her in a video, it'll go viral. That was like what people were saying.
Oh, so you mean, okay, so you were going viral. I'm a TikTok grandma. So that's why I'm asking. You were going viral, your dancing videos. And then people, you were showing up for people. They started talking about you too in videos.
Like duetting my videos.
Duetting and being like, do we like her? Do we not?
Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Did you guys know that hair thinning will happen to approximately one in two women? And if you're among them, just know you're not alone. It happens to everybody. Thinning is normal. And there's something that can help. It's called Nutrafol. I'm sure you've heard about it. And it helps women address it from within with science-backed supplements. Love that. Love that it's drug-free. Love that it's a supplement. It has a bunch of good stuff in it, good vitamins that, you know, if you ever wish you had visibly thicker hair, if you ever wish you had less shedding, or if stress is causing your hair to thin, or whatever it is, there are so many root causes for hair thinning, and Nutrafol addresses key root causes through a whole body approach to hair health. I remember seeing Nutrafol on social media, you know, very much recommended by different influencers. And, you know, I slid into their DMs and I was like, this was when I was postpartum. And I was like, does this really work? Like, I need to know. And literally every single influencer that I asked was like, yes, it freaking works. You could take the first step to visibly thicker
healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code NOTSKINNY. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, that's spelled NutraFol.com. The promo code is NOTSKINNY. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code NOTSKINNY. I know we're all trying to do better and live healthier and more holistic and not go to sleep with our cell phones in our hands. And if you really want to do that and commit to that, I really, really recommend you check out the Hatch Restore 2. The Hatch Restore 2 is basically your bedside sleep guide. It's your ally in rest. It's an innovative all-in-one dream machine, and it's a sophisticated sound machine, light and alarm clock, and it's really beautifully designed for your bedside table. I don't have to tell you this, that sleep is one of the most important things you could do for yourself. I really need to, you know, take my own advice and sleep more. As I'm speaking to you, it's 2 p.m. and I'm literally falling asleep. So I know that I need to work on it. I know that I need to get better at sleeping and, you know, really preferring my sleep and putting it as a priority above, you know, watching another episode. And what's so nice about Hatch Restore 2 is that it teaches your body when it's time to sleep and when it's time to rise with light and sound cues. It also has meditations that it coaches you through and mindfulness exercises that really can transform the time before and after sleep. Right now, Hatch is offering my listeners $20 off your purchase of a Hatch Restore 2 and free shipping at hatch.co/notskinny. Sleep deeply and wake gently with the Restore 2. Go to hatch.co/notskinny to get $20 off and free shipping. That's hatch.co/notskinny.
So you're still in Connecticut at that point. Did you start going more to LA?
So I would go to LA on the weekends and like red eye flight back to school in the morning.
But where would you go? Where would you stay? Like, what was the itinerary?
I was staying in hotels with my parents. We would get like an Airbnb out there with the family. And then COVID hit. So I was back in Connecticut for a couple months. And then.
Did you think COVID was going to fuck your shit up? Like, were you scared of like it affecting your growth?
I don't even think I was thinking that far into it. I was just so. There was so much going on and I was just so excited to be a part of it.
Like you were having fun with it at the beginning.
Yeah, I had so many friends. Everyone wanted to be my friend. I was like, this is great. This
wait, nice. When everybody wanted to be your friend, were you sus at all? Of like, wait, this is weird. Like,
no, I was really naive and I didn't realize how many people weren't actually my friends.
You and figured that out, it sounds like, by now.
That realization was pretty hard.
Like from Connecticut, like you're talking about hometown stuff,
no, like
LA stuff.
In LA. I had my friends in Connecticut.
And those are the same people today.
Yeah, still friends with them. Mm. Love them to death. I can call them anytime, tell them anything. They're like the best.
How do they feel about your success? Are they like, whoa?
They go back and forth where it's like, you're not special. Like you're the same.
Well, you need that though.
Yeah.
Like you need that to ground you.
But then it's fun. Like. My friends came to Coachella with me and they get like the crazy Coachella experience.
Do you ever feel like you're welcome, you guys?
No, it's like I brought my friends out it was one of my friends' birthdays. So it was like a fun little thing to do for their birthdays. And honestly, it's life-saving to me because I'm like, oh, I get to go places with my friends.
Yeah.
Everyone I feel like loves to have their little group on like shoots with them. I'm always doing things either with my family or by myself. So anytime I do get to bring my friends with me, it's like...
That's so cute. Is it hard that they're far, though? If they're in Connecticut, you're in LA.
Well, they're all in college.
So oh.
Anytime they have a break,
they'll come out.
Them come out to me. So it's really nice.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah.
But you're like, you're Charlie D'Amelio.
Yeah.
Does that ever get like, you know, they don't get the life that you're living or you have money and they maybe have less money. So like who's going to pay for dinner kind of vibes or like well, Venmo. Anytime. Are they Venmoing you if you pay for dinner, you know?
I guess not. Like anytime that I invite them to LA, I feel like it's like I'm taking you here, I'm taking you out of school. You're coming to stay with me. Like I have no problem handling that.
Yeah.
I'm the host, you know?
You That's feel like the host. Yeah.
Which is nice.
Were you always that kind of a person? Like even before? You were making your own money?
I always try to be, my parents always raised me like, you want to be able to take care of people if you are inviting them out, like you tip well.
Yeah.
All of that. I was raised with that mentality. My dad is very like, you treat everyone with respect and kindness and handle your, always take care of yourself. Even like my boyfriend and I go on dates and we're like fighting over the check.
Yeah.
I'm paying it. Well, I'm paying it.
Yeah.
I'd rather that than have to rely on anybody.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're definitely setting an example of like a working woman, independent, 9 to 5. No, not 9 to 5, but
no.
Sometimes harder than 9 to 5, I imagine.
I mean, I definitely, my job, I'm very, very lucky and it's pretty, for the most part, pretty laid back. I can dress however I want. I can say whatever I want. I don't really feel like I'm in a box, which is really nice.
Yeah.
But there's some times where it is a lot.
Were you in one of those houses?
Yeah.
Again, TikTok grandma.
Yeah, I was never like living in the house, like never under contract with anybody for my own sake. That was just not where I wanted to go. But
that's smart. How did you have that like intuition not to do that?
My parents.
Yeah?
Yeah. I always took a lot of guidance from them and I really appreciate the fact that they helped me understand like, hey, maybe you shouldn't do this. Like,
yeah. You're did young. You think about, did you like consider it back then?
Yeah.
The houses.
Yeah. It's really easy to
fall into that.
It's so shiny and new.
Yeah. So what happened? Did you go there for a day and like make content?
Yeah. I was always around. I was around a lot of the houses.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like the, everyone wanted
to make content with you.
Yeah.
Wow. How did that feel? Good? Or no, I don't want to make content with every single person now because you're so nice. Yeah. So I imagine like you struggled with that.
It felt good. It felt good to be wanted.
Yeah.
But then when you're by yourself at night and you see like everyone else hanging out and you weren't invited, that's when it's like, oh, well, they wanted to hang out when I was doing something for them. But now it's like, well, you're too young. And it's like, well, you guys are just all at a house. Like I can.
Yeah.
I don't really see the issue. And I wasn't young enough to like be in your videos and do collabs, but I'm too young to hang out.
Mm.
Like that was a harsh reality for a while.
Yeah. I can imagine that gets, I mean, LA can be like ruthless in that sense. Like everyone's trying to make it.
Yeah.
Everyone wants a piece of people that made it. Do you feel like you learned how to navigate that better now? Like you're, do you have like that sixth sense about people?
I called a lot of the people that didn't end up being who they were online. I feel like I had a pretty good intuition about it.
Mm.
Where a couple weeks before everyone else started to notice, I was like, I don't know if I trust them. There, it's just something seems off. But obviously when you're the youngest in the group and everyone else has their own opinions and are doing their own thing, they don't always listen. But I ended up being right about a lot of stuff.
Mm. So you have a good like intuition and moral compass. Yeah, it
but I
like.
Also forgive really easily, which doesn't always help.
Yeah, but I feel like it's good for, I saw this meme that was like, if you're holding on to stuff,
yeah,
you're doing damage to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it was just, I let a lot of people walk all over me for a long time just because I didn't know any better.
Yeah, and that changed, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Perfect. Go strong, Charlie. So what's different about you to me and noticing like TikTok today, which is different, I imagine.
Yeah.
Like dances are not really the main event.
Yeah.
I used to think that was like what TikTok is because during your time.
It was.
Yeah. That was it. Everyone was doing dances. And now everyone's putting on concealer. Right?
Yeah.
Do you do RWMs?
I mean, yes and no. I try. I feel like for me, I didn't speak for a lot of like my time on TikTok. It was always music.
I'm like jealous of that for you though. Like, are you so, cause you took what you're good at and you did it and people like that and you didn't need to like, you know, be funny or.
Yeah. I mean, everyone was like, she kind of has like no personality. She doesn't really talk.
Mm.
But I love that. I think it's great. So.
Did that offend you though? If people said that?
No.
That didn't.
Cause I kind of agree.
What? No, you don't.
I just like to be to myself.
Yeah.
And not like talk too much. Now I definitely speak a lot more, but it's...
Well, you're so soft-spoken. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you ever yell?
Not really.
Oh, my God. I feel like my voice next to yours is like nails.
I hate my voice, though.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you... What? Why? I mean, everyone does, so I guess that's a little... But you're so like quiet.
I sound so like... I don't know. Just so timid.
Huh.
Where like you wish like, you spoke with... doing that on purpose? Like, I wish I had a little bass to my voice.
Like to speak with more like oomph, yeah. Like confidence.
Like videos, hearing myself speak is like the worst thing.
Really? But that's everybody.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad about it. So I kind of do love that for you though, that like you took something you were good at. And at the time when you started, like, did you have any idea of like wanting to be famous? Did you grow up thinking about being famous or wanting like to be in Hollywood?
My dream was to be a backup dancer. That was like only dream that I ever had. So I never expected to be in the forefront of anything.
Huh. What was your main dream, like backup dance for who?
J-Lo and Lady Gaga.
Mm.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool.
They're just incredible.
Did you ever think of like using your connections now to like get to... Wait, you did do something cool though. I remember. Who did you do something very cool with at the beginning? Like J-Lo.
Yeah.
You did something with J-Lo.
Yeah.
What was it?
I got to dance with her like right before she did the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Super fun. Got to dance on stage with Bebe Rexha, which was so...
Oh, yeah.
Fun.
I saw you speak about how she's like...
Yeah.
How did that connection happen?
She was actually like the first person to reach out to me when this all started.
And say what? Like, I'm here for you?
Yeah. She's always been someone that I kind of look at as like a second older sister. Like, she'll tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. She'll be there to comfort you, but she's just like strong.
Do you hang out or is it just like...
Yeah, we definitely have. I just saw her at the VMAs and we like were sitting at a table. Her mom was there, which was my first time I met her mom. Just like talking like normal people. She's so sweet.
Yeah. And she's so like, she always stands up for herself, which I really respect, like in the media. You were also on Dancing with the Stars. Again, you got to shine. You won. Were you, like, you're competitive as a person?
Definitely.
So you wanted to win. I just heard Kaitlyn Bristowe won also. And she was telling me, like, as fun as it is, it's, like, the hardest thing in the world.
Yeah. It put me through a lot as far as, like, my personal life. But I also met the best people. Like, my partner Mark and his wife have been such rocks for me during like the hardest times of my life.
Mm.
And I still like talk to them every day. They help me learn so much about myself. And my partner's like, he'll tell me, you need to stand up for yourself. Like, do you want me to call them and tell them that like you're not doing this and you're tired and you need to go to bed? I'm like, I'll tell them. Like, he just...
That's
he
sweet.
Gets me. And he makes me feel like, first of all, proud of the things that I've done, but also like I can speak up for myself.
And your mom competed at the same time.
Yeah.
Who got cast first? Or was it together?
We actually found out the same time and we got cast together.
How did you feel? What was your gut reaction?
I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I had stopped dancing and I didn't feel like I was at a point where I would do well. And I was just really intimidated. But I also had that feeling that was like, if I don't do it, is my mom still going to be able to do it?
Like, so you wanted her to... Ugh.
So I was
like, why are you the cutest thing fucking ever? I meant like, were you bummed to do it with your mom?
No.
You wanted to do it with your mom.
I wanted her to be able to do it because it was a dream of hers. And obviously it was a dream of mine too, but the reality of it just seemed too scary. And turns out my partner was thinking the same thing. And then it was just a match made in heaven and one of the best to-date career opportunities I've ever had.
Yeah. You would have regretted not doing that.
Yeah. I think it's my favorite thing I've done since I started.
Wow. Because it's, again, it's the dancing. And that's what you love.
Yeah.
But it's so wild, Charlie, that you're saying, like, you debated not doing it. And one of the motivators was, you know, your mom wants to do it. And you were scared that they might pull the offer if you don't do it.
Yeah.
Wild. You're such a good girl. She's so lucky to have a fucking kid like you.
Thank you.
Would you want to do like more in that world of dance competitions? Like be a judge, be a like something involved in that.
Absolutely. I mean, if they were to do like an all-star season, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You heard that? Would you do like a tour?
Yeah, we did. We did Dancing with the Stars tour. And it was so much fun. I mean,
that's really like your passion.
Yeah. Everyone involved in that show, like crew, pros, everyone. It was the best time of my life.
So I want to ask more about the TikTok stuff. It's like nowadays when people become, you know, creators or online, I'm sure there's a lot that goes into it of like, what should I do? How will I go viral? Like, I would say calculated, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel like there was any, like, would you attribute like it was organic, it was natural, it was putting out videos, this is what happened? Or was there a point in your career where you had to be more calculated about like, okay, how am I going to do, you know what I mean? Like, did you have that?
I think I was wildly unprepared for anything. There's no rule book of like, what are you supposed to do? What are you not supposed to do? I'm doing interviews. What am I supposed to talk about? I'm working with companies. I'm like,
what to say yes to, what to say no to. Yeah,
no one's telling me what to do. And I don't know what to do. I was 15. Like, I'm just trying to do my best. I still can't even put an outfit together. Like, I don't know how this works. So I kind of just had to figure it out as I went.
Yeah.
And hoped that the people that were helping me had my best interests at heart. That was really all I could count on.
Yeah. And Bebe Rexha for some advice.
Yeah.
First up, because she was at that point, like, were there any other like famous people or creators that you liked that you were like, hey, like, help me navigate this crazy world?
I think my best times for advice, like, I remember one time, this is so crazy, but J-Lo actually asked me to come to her offices, and I went with my parents, and we ended up sitting and having like such an amazing conversation, and I left asking my parents, like, did you guys set that up? Like, was that an intervention? You can be honest, because I was really struggling, and she told me exactly what I needed to hear without even knowing that I needed it. And I feel like everything that I've heard from these really influential people has been like a happy accident that just, I really needed that today and they didn't even know it.
Oh, wow. So what was the reason that she called you in? Just to meet you?
Yeah, just to like talk, just to like see what was going on. It
was this pre-Super Bowl or post?
Post.
Oh, it was after.
So random.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And do you love, so she's one of the greats.
Yeah, she's... Every time I see her, it's just been absolutely incredible. And
I know. And by the way, you guys, J-Lo gets a lot of flack. She'll say it too. Like, people are like, she's a diva. I got to interview her for something and everyone scared me. And she was the nicest ever. I was like, why does she get that rep?
Protective, especially at the time I was so young. You could tell she was like mom instincts. It was really sweet.
Oh, that's fun.
And I think she just, when it comes to work, she knows what she likes.
Yeah. And the boss.
I think that that's awesome. I'd so much rather that than have someone that, well, I don't know, like whatever works for you when it comes to doing something that they're passionate about. You want to execute it how you're envisioning it.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool.
And tell me about bringing your family into the fame world, because Dixie's also like huge and your parents are on the reality show, the D'Amelios, and they're also known in their own right now. Did you ever imagine that would happen? Like, at the beginning, I'm assuming you thought like, okay, here I am, like blowing up. Did you think your family would come into it too?
Definitely not to the extent that it has. I feel like I've always been very close to my family. So when it came time to moving across the country, definitely, I was 16 when we moved. I mean, it makes sense to move with my parents. I'm not going to move there by myself. And even now, like, I live with my sister. My whole family's in New York City with me, all doing.
Wait, you live with your sister by yourselves?
Yeah, just us two.
Oh, you don't live in the house with your parents anymore?
No.
When did you move out?
I was 17, so like 2 years
ago. What?
Yeah.
And wait, how old is Dixie?
She just turned 22.
I can't believe both of you are living alone.
Yeah.
Like doing, but like, how are you doing your own, you know, food shopping, your own bills, your own, I mean, I'm assuming you have like some help with those things.
Yeah.
But like, are you, you feel like you're really like, have your own household vibes.
I order my own Postmates. I cook sometimes, not really.
What was the decision to move out, like, of your parents' house?
Dixie wanted to move to a house and she wanted a roommate. And she was like, I've lived with you before. I feel like it makes sense. And I was like, okay. And then a week later, we like moved into a house together. It worked out really perfectly.
Were your parents like upset that you guys were leaving?
I expected my mom to be in tears.
And she wasn't?
No, but my dad was really upset. And I didn't expect that. He was like, you don't have to go.
Yeah.
You really don't have to go.
I mean, it is a young... Well, I guess technically, like, you would have gone to college or something.
Yeah. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You guys know I'm your Macy's correspondent. I'm always here to tell you about Macy's updates, Macy's news, Macy's sales. And right now, Macy's lowest prices of the season sale, LPOS, lowest prices of the season, is here from October 13th until October 22nd. You can get 40 to 60% off regular sale and clearance items. That's huge savings on pretty much everything. Clothes, decor, handbags, shoes. Plus, you'll find your favorite brands like Calvin Klein, DKNY, and Steve Madden to elevate your style. So go over to Macy's.com to check out great deals. Some exclusions apply, but you'll see details at Macy's.com. And while you're at it, don't forget to check out Macy's Diamond Sale. You don't want to miss those great deals. It's also from the 13th till the 22nd, and you can get 30 to 60% off fine jewelry for pretty much any occasion. You can get 55 to 70% off lab-grown diamonds and gemstone jewelry and 75% off gold chains. So Macy's really has it all. Jewelry, fashion, home stuff, everything, and lowest prices of the season is happening right now. So head over to Macy's.com. Macy's.com, get yours. You guys, I am sure you've heard of Moon Oral Beauty. That's where beauty starts with your smile, and they reimagine oral care by elevating the everyday oral care routine into an oral beauty experience. It's like, you know what? We have beauty routines for our hair and our skin. What about our teeth? So important. Moon delivers effective results. It has gentle ingredients and clean formulations, trusted by professionals. So I wanted to tell you guys about Moon's teeth whitening device. Wouldn't it be nice that in between visits, you can feel that squeaky clean? So Moon has a teeth whitening device, and it's clinically proven to whiten teeth up to 12 shades in 2 weeks while removing tough stains on teeth from coffee, tea, and other drinks. You can also pair it with the dissolving whitening strips, which is amazing. The strips dissolve in your mouth in less than 15 minutes for an easy-to-use, mess-free application. No rinsing, no removal, not complicated, no messy gels or trays or whatever. Okay, it dissolves. Highly recommend checking out the Moon Dissolving Whitening Strips and pair that with the teeth whitening device. Okay, it's lightweight, it's water resistant, and it's wireless, and it got over 90% five-star reviews. Get 20% off your first device purchase at moonoralbeauty.com. The code is NOTSKINNY at checkout. Again, that's code NOTSKINNY for 20% off your first device order on moonoralbeauty.com. This episode is sponsored by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, whether you're looking for a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear that make every step feel fly, eBay is making sure the things you love are authenticated by real experts, because we all know there's no feeling like real. I was so happy to hear that eBay is offering this authenticity guarantee because, you know, not once, not twice do you search on eBay and you want to buy, you know, a designer handbag and you're like, is this for real? And how do you know? Because the seller said, oh, it's 100% authentic. These days, you want to make sure you're getting the real deal. So go straight to eBay. And when you're searching, just look for that blue check mark and it will say authenticity guarantee. That means when you buy it, you can be confident that it's going to be authenticated by real experts through a hands-on detailed inspection. Every stitch, sole, logo, and inch of it. They're making sure it's the real thing. So listen, when you're finally ready to buy that thing you love, you have to make sure you're not going to catch a fake. They're everywhere, and it's actually really tough to tell the difference for yourself with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. It's easy. Again, just look for the blue check mark and you know it's checked by real experts, whether they're specialized in sneakers, streetwear, watches, jewelry, or handbags. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Listen, I have two sisters. I get mad if they like copy my pants. You know, I'm like, I bought those first. Both of you are like in the same world. Do you get competitive?
We don't get competitive, but we do butt heads a lot. Everyone kind of says, like, you can't catch us both on a good day. It's like one of us is having a great day, and then all of a sudden, like, they get tired. And then all of a sudden, the other one's like, oh my goodness, like, best day ever. So we're never on the same page. When we are, it is wonderful. But we're also sisters, and we do fight a lot.
Yeah.
But never about anything that, like, actually matters.
But ever about like content stuff, TikTok stuff? Like, is she ever like, ugh, why is your engagement so much better?
No. In the beginning, before she was even on social media, all she did was make fun of me. I was like, this is so stupid. Like, you're embarrassing me.
Stop.
Yeah.
And then she did it. So did you like, were you like, excuse me?
When I hit 1 million followers was when she started her account.
Did she think she was starting it in a like a professional like creator way, or did she start as like a personal thing?
Just for fun. We were all doing it for fun.
Yeah. Yeah, when you met all those like house people, I'm assuming some of them were more like calculated, like I'm going to be famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so not everybody's like you. I mean, I feel like you guys with the D'Amelio show, season 3 is coming out soon. There is some Kardashian vibes of like a family, everyone's in business together. You have the D'Amelio brands. You're like a whole empire of fans. And that's what kind of they are. And now you're dating Landon, who's also, everyone's in the fam. So are you getting any advice from them on like, I mean, they are, I feel like, the best people to give you advice.
Yeah. I mean, they're wonderful.
Yeah.
Like, they're so sweet. I've definitely, I think there's been one time where I went to his house and he still lives with his dad. And I think there's been like one time where I was like genuinely distraught, and they kind of helped me. They talked me out of it a little bit. But I think overall they're so supportive.
Yeah, they came to some of your performances on Dancing with the Stars.
And Courtney even like posting my perfume, like little things like that.
Yeah.
It's just like she really didn't have to do that. And it means a lot. And just day to day, like obviously we see each other when there's no cameras around and how truly like kind they are.
Yeah.
It's really incredible to have that type of energy, like your boyfriend's family.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
And especially Courtney, like her vibe is more like, you know, she like has the fame. She doesn't like, she's not obsessed with it. Yeah. She loves the boundaries. She loves the family. So you got a good future step, not step, stepmom-in-law.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's really great.
Yeah.
I've always felt.
Did you watch their show?
I've seen some of it, but it was the second day that Lana and I were hanging out together. He's like, want to go to dinner with my family? And I'm like, okay, weirdo. And I'm like ripping my closet apart. Like, it's not just like your media.
Yeah.
Family.
It's like Travis Barker
This is scary. And I think from day one, they were always like making sure.
Wait, so really your second hangout was with his family?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they've always been open arms with me.
That's so sweet of him. Did that turn you on as like, what a nice boy, like that's the second hangout?
It definitely threw me a little bit at first. I was like, oh my goodness, this is so crazy. It's like, so weird.
We're not that serious yet, Landon.
But it was really nice.
And also if he got his dad's like love abilities.
Yeah.
You know, like Travis is such a good fucking partner. And like loves so hard.
Yeah.
Did Landon get that from him?
Yeah, he's like thoughtful in the ways that you don't think of. Like even he's watching my dog at home and just like he asked to take her. He's like, can I watch Rebel while you're away? I'm like, sure, why not? Like sending me photo updates and just everything that he can do to go out of his way, he does.
That's so cute. How did you guys meet?
Well, we had like had mutual friends and everything, but my sister saw him out one night and we were talking. I was like, oh, I'm so bored and like lonely. My friends had canceled plans on me. And she was like, oh, I saw Landon. She was like, you should DM him. And I was like, okay. And we ended up hanging out that night. And then.
Stop. You made the first, you slid in.
I did.
And he answered. How quickly did he answer?
Like 3 minutes.
No. Oh my God. Wait, DM on TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram.
So are you more of an Instagram girl now?
I think messaging-wise,
100%. Yeah, right. Does TikTok even have messaging?
I never use it.
Huh. Wow. So if Charlie slides into anybody's DM, they see it, right? It, like, pops up no matter what. Tell me about the music stuff, because Dixie was doing music stuff. Yeah. And then season two of your show, you started dabbling. Is that still a passion? Do you think it's something you want to continue with?
Right now, no.
Was it just for fun?
Yeah, it was something that I wanted to do. Like, no pressure. I just want to see what it's like, have fun, do it for no reason. And then it turned into something that was a little bit more like, okay, so now we need to put it out. And I was like, all right. And I don't know. I feel like it was fun when it was just for myself.
Yeah. Would you ever do acting?
Yeah.
That you would?
To.
Yeah.
I think it's so fun. And yeah, that was one thing that my dad always said he thinks I'd be really good at. So I feel like I have to try it at least once for him.
Yeah. That's so cute for him. I love it. Another big storyline on the show, or not even storyline, but like theme, is mental health. And like you and Dixie are both open about struggling with that. Where is your biggest struggle with mental health? Is it anxiety?
Yeah, I think anxiety is a big part of it. I've always really struggled with getting my anxiety under control. And
like nerves, like when you say anxiety, is it like nervousness?
Yeah, nervousness and like panic attacks.
Mm.
I've always struggled with that, I think.
Always?
Yeah.
Since when?
I was really young, third grade.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you still get them?
Very rarely do I ever get like a true panic attack.
Oh, good. How did you get that under control?
A lot of therapy and a lot of figuring out ways to help my. I still, like, before I left for New York, I had to call my mom and like have her calm me down because I was just so panicked.
About what? You did the VMAs?
Yeah, just traveling.
Traveling.
Traveling really stresses me out.
Like the airplane?
No.
Like, airplane doesn't.
I have OCD. So leaving my space with all of my things.
Like you have clinical, like you were diagnosed with it.
So that's something that leaving my stuff is really hard for me.
Mm.
So I'm always like traveling is a lot.
Mm. And you travel a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming because of that, do you make choices like you'll only travel if it's like really important or like if you really want to do it, or are you up for anything?
I'm up for anything. I just have to prepare myself the right way. But that's like having, it's kind of, I like to say it's like two things fighting, like ADHD and OCD together.
You have both.
Yeah. Make it really hard to understand how you're feeling and then deal with it. Because yeah, I'm obsessing over this, but now I'm feeling like I need to obsess over 10 things. And it's like the amount of post-it notes around my room so I can feel
organized
with all my reminders and like, don't forget this, don't forget that, don't forget this. Now I need to like make sure that it's on right. And is it the right color? That's the stuff that no one really sees.
Yeah.
But I've definitely been working more on getting that under control.
Well, good. And like, it's so good that you're open about it. I'm sure it helps so many people that follow you and so many young people. Is your demographic still really young? Like, are they your age? Are they my, like, are they older?
It's a little bit everywhere.
Yeah.
A lot of young girls, a lot of girls my age, some college age, and then a lot of parents because they're kids.
Yeah. So. I feel like parents, I just saw somebody podcasting here and it was like, I'm having Uncharted Meal. She was like, oh my God, like, my daughter would freak out. So like, yeah, the parents know you for their daughter. Like, yeah. Can you walk down the street in LA? Like, what happens?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you can go to like bougie restaurant.
Yeah, and, depends where I am.
Yeah.
For
like,
sure.
You could go to like, maybe not to a Jamba Juice, but you could go to like a fancy restaurant and be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that. Okay. We're almost done, but you're amazing. You do things with your sister a lot. But you also do things on your own. Like you say, you do a lot with your family. What's your preference? Like, do you like having them as like a cushion?
I like doing things on my own.
Yeah.
I feel like
when you are Courtney. Oh my God. That was a storyline on the last season.
Yeah. I love being able to do things by myself just because I get more nervous in front of my family. And I think sometimes it's a little harder to open up when you have like your mom and dad right next to you.
Because they can kind of fill in the blanks for you.
Yeah. But I go back and forth. Definitely this year I've enjoyed trying things on my own though.
Cool. And tell me about the show though, because you are a little bit shy and soft-spoken and private and mysterious. So how does that add up with like being on a reality show and like filming your life for everybody to see?
Probably not the best.
But how did that come about? Like, were you down? Did you have to be convinced?
I don't think I really knew what to expect. And I think it's a little hard. Like, I've got a very dry sense of humor that a lot of people don't always get. And they think I'm coming across like rude, but like it was a joke. I feel like getting through all of that stuff is really hard. But it's also sometimes you say things that maybe I didn't mean it like that, but that's how it came across. Or in the heat of the moment, like I was just having a really bad day and I got so upset and I didn't need to. It's like things like that that are a little bit frustrating after you're done filming because you're like,
really, do you guys have control? Are you producers and stuff?
Yeah, we are executive producers on the show, but you also, you know.
You're not going to like take out everywhere where you don't look amazing. So are you excited for the new season to come out? Do you think we're going to see like a different side of you and the fam?
I'm excited, but nervous. I think throughout filming this past season, it was a lot.
What was a lot?
Going through a lot. And I think it was such a transitional period and they just caught us at some of the worst times where like Dixie and I are screaming, arguing at each other. And
there are cameras and you forget that they're there.
So it's also like having to relive these not so perfect times like four times because you're filming it and then you're talking about it and then you see the cuts of the episodes and then it's out and you see what everyone else is saying about it. It's
right.
Like a little scary.
But probably now you just kind of want to get it over with.
Yeah.
Like have it come out. Let me deal with it and have it be behind me. Would you keep doing it like the Kardashians like for like 10 years?
If everyone else wanted to, I would.
But yeah.
It's definitely like all of the things that were happening are already resolved now. So at least knowing that I'm like, I feel good about it.
I heard that you don't drive.
Yes.
Why?
I hate it.
Like, scares you?
Yeah.
Like, you're scared to get into an accident?
I'm scared of being in control of a car.
Really?
Like, it's really, really nervous.
Have you driven a few times?
I have my license.
Yeah.
I've driven twice since I got my license, like a couple months ago.
So what do you do? Does somebody drive you? Do you have a driver?
Yeah. For like certain like work.
Yeah.
Someone take me.
But you want to go to Erewhon?
I don't really.
You don't leave your house?
No.
You order everything in?
Yeah. Landon doesn't drive either.
What? Wait, why doesn't Landon drive?
He just hasn't gotten his license.
Oh my God.
He says he's like a great driver. Like,
okay, prove it, Landon.
And you don't. We both can't drive.
No, that is hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to get on. If he doesn't have, you have a fear. That's okay.
Yeah.
If Landon just didn't get around to it.
You should be driving me everywhere.
Yeah.
Then this would be perfect.
And it's kind of hot when a guy like drives stick or something.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Do you watch any reality shows?
Yeah.
What do you watch?
Jersey Shore.
You do? What? Like the family reunion, like the oldies?
All of it. I'm like up to date. Only reason I haven't seen this past week's episode is because Lana and I watch it together and I'm waiting till I get back. So we'll have two episodes next week.
Did both of you love it independently and then met and were like, we both love Jersey Shore? Or did one of you start watching because of the other?
Well, actually, I was doing Dancing with the Stars with Vinny. And I was like, after it ended, I was like, okay, I need to watch the show.
Oh, it was after that you started?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so funny. And you loved it. That is so random.
Yeah.
I love it. So no like Bravo stuff. Bravo or like.
Not really.
Mm. Did you meet any celebs that like disappointed you? That weren't like who you thought they were going to be?
No.
No. Another question for you about celebs. So many breakups lately. Have you noticed? Do you care about like entertainment news? Are you interested in like what's happening in like the celebrity world? Are you like, oh my God.
Yes and
Joe and Sophie broke up.
Sometimes with like certain things, I'm like, okay, well, let me actually get to the bottom of this because like I know people that know.
Oh, you're like, if I'm in it, then I'm going to get the tea.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But there's always like, I keep pretty up to date, but some things I just have no idea.
So who's your favorite actor?
Ooh, maybe like Sarah Paulson.
She's amazing.
I love her.
She's really great. And favorite musician?
Dixie.
No.
Oh, yeah, Dixie.
And who else?
Pim Stones.
Okay, of course you like cool music that I haven't heard of.
Like sad music.
Oh, it is? Are you emo?
I don't think so.
Okay, is Landon emo?
I don't think so.
Both of you kind of give a little.
He like can lean more punk.
Oh, yeah. But I can see that.
I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty basic. Keep it pretty basic.
Do you think that people still think of you as a kid, like because you started as a kid? And you, I mean, you're not a kid. You're a teenager, technically. Wait, when's 20 for you?
May.
Oh, you're May? May what?
First.
Okay, so not a Gemini. I was like, you do not give Gemini.
I'm a Taurus.
Very stable.
I look crazy. What are you?
Gemini.
Oh, okay.
A lot crazy.
I'm going to tell you, I have some Gemini friends and I love them.
Yeah, we're very cool.
I get the like two-faced thing.
Yeah.
I've seen it's like personal and work mode.
Yeah.
I feel like that's great.
I
love that in a Gemini.
Like, yeah.
So determined. I think it's great.
Do you care about like astrology and stuff?
I do.
Yeah.
I think it's fun.
Yeah. To dabble, not to like become obsessed.
Yeah.
Charlie, you're an angel on earth. Thank you for coming on my show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, of course.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.